Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy June! I'm Tony Tucker here to preview this week's features on the website magazine Berkshire Style. Fred, Lucas, and Jenny Waldhams lived and loved nearly 165 years ago. It was a love that developed slowly, starting when the 19-year-old Jenny presented a pocket-sized Bible to Fred, a new recruit about to leave for the Civil War. That love deepened with time as the couple exchanged letters throughout the war, and eventually decided to marry. Their story was recaptured more than two decades ago when they were published, Fred and Jenny, A Civil War Love Story. You can catch the play this weekend at the Goshen Playhouse. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for you. Berkshire Theatre Group, The Elephant Man. Winner of the Tony Award for Best Play, The Elephant Man is a timeless examination of society's perception of beauty, normalcy, and kindness. Directed by Eric Hill, the play follows Joseph Merrick, a man whose severe physical deformities make him a target of cruelty and exploitation. As thought-provoking as it is emotionally stirring, The Elephant Man remains a powerful and unforgettable drama at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. Katzbahn, exhibition opening and ballet performance. Visit Katzbahn Cultural Park to explore the gallery and grounds for the opening of the 2025 Visual Arts Exhibit, which features contemporary works by acclaimed local Hudson Valley artists. You can also view two newly installed bronze works by a world-renowned 20th century sculptor. A reception will follow a performance by the American Ballet Theatre Studio Company, the next generation of ballet stars, in Katzbahn Cultural Park in Tivoli. Carbon, the Book of Life. Join Paul Hawken, New York Times bestselling author and environmental visionary, for an inspiring talk reframing carbon as a force of life and connection. Hear directly from his latest release, Carbon, the Book of Life, which reveals the true importance of carbon, not as a culprit of the climate crisis, but as an essential force of connection and life. This inspiring and thought-provoking book and the talk invite us to explore new possibilities at the American Mural Project in Winston. Frank Brocklehurst and his Merry All-Star Band. The 2025 Merry All Gala, hosted by Karen Valentine, will feature a performance by Frank Brocklehurst and his Merry All-Star Band. This talented quartet of musicians, Frank Brocklehurst on bass, Lenny Bull on piano, John Kelty on guitar, and Avery Collins on drums, will add their jazz chops to the music performed by local favorite guest singers. There will be small bites and cocktails offered prior to the performance. Black and white attire is encouraged at the Mariel Center in New Milford. Music Mountain, 96th Opening Benefit Concert. The opening concert features Benjamin Hockman and friends from the Met Opera, performing Beethoven and Brahms. This talented quartet includes piano, violin, viola, and cello. The repertoire includes Beethoven's Piano Trio from Archduke and Brahms' Piano Quartet in G minor. Enjoy the free reception with the artists immediately following the concert at Music Mountain in Falls Village. Our favorite thing, the Great Barrington Public Theater is primed for its sixth season with a gala and three theatrical works that shine a light on Berkshire County playwrights, performers, and theater artists. The gala is slated for Saturday, June 14th. Supporters are invited to roam from room to room and offered a hand-picked selection of local fare. Berkshire Kitchen, white chocolate banana muffins. Who doesn't like a good muffin? Leon really enjoys one, and it doesn't matter what kind, as it is made with quality, real ingredients, and well-executed. Muffins are one of the first things he learned at 8 years of age. He'd made pancakes, but baking was the next step. Out on a limb, humble and virtuous, the clothesline remains in Catherine's yard. It's the only one in the neighborhood, and she doesn't know how the neighbors feel about it, because as Litchfield County has become increasingly upscale, clotheslines have disappeared from the landscape. Nationwide, some communities have banned them, citing aesthetics and a potential negative impact on property values. Catherine explores inner elegance, resilience, how to measure your strength. Carolyn explores this valuable quality. Never doubt its power. Resilience is a powerful force with far-reaching consequences for us and for our world. Be sure to nurture yours. History lens. Henry Ward Beecher, a prominent American minister and abolitionist, spent the summers from 1853 to 1857 in this cottage, Blossom Farm in Lenox. He was a part of the early Lenox intelligentsia and preached at the church on the hill. A sketchy event occurred in his life, which damaged his following. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, computer, or tablet. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Wishing you a wonderful week and a glorious June. I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.